Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream, a podcast on the edge of consciousness, where science, spirit, and the unknown collide. What if the exhaustion you feel isn't yours? And what if in the next few minutes you could learn how to release it, reset your entire nervous system, and return to a clear, grounded, powerful version of yourself? Fran Bailey is back on the show again, and she's not just talking about healing. Mm-hmm. She's giving you a direct pathway to experience it. So if you hold space for others, or if you simply feel overwhelmed right now in your life, this conversation could change how you live inside your own body, starting now. Mm-hmm. And with that, I bring Fran Bailey back to Dare to Dream. Welcome. It's so great to have you here, and I can't wait to hear everything you're doing.
Thank you, Tammy. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you do great work out in the world. I know you're a mover shaker. I know you've got new things you're launching, and I can't wait to get into that. I want people to know a little bit about you, the inception of your life. I mean, it's beautiful. You started as a dancer. I danced as a kid and a young adult. 5 days a week I was in dance class, so I get that. I get how beautiful it is to be able to move in your body. How was it for you, Fran? How did movement become your first language for understanding energy and emotional release?
Good question. I loved music, and I grew up in a metaphysical home, Christian Scientist, but also musical theater, and my mom danced, my dad sang, and so there was always music and always, you know, playing and performance, you know, at the dinner table, whatever. But I remember vividly falling in love with Harry Belafonte as a very young girl, and I just said, that's it. You know, the rhythm and the beauty, and that was just absolutely stunning. So I fell in love with dance very early. My first experience was in a ballet in our barn with a ballet bar. And we had a ballet teacher coming to the house to teach my mom and her friends. And I went, I'm taking this. And so I was four, couldn't reach the bar very well, but I said, that's it.
So cute.
Oh, what my God.
To do your pliés.
Yes. What? Yes.
I mean, that's like a 4-year-old, like, what was there for you? Or did you just put your hand on the wall?
I guess I put my hand on the wall. And of course, it was a barn wall. And anyway, I was hooked. And I started taking class and understood that, you know, even then, I understood that if you can move your body and express yourself through motions without speaking and really express yourself with that silence, but that synchronicity with music, that to me was a hum. That to me was an ability to understand, okay, there's some other force here that brings that in. So I became a dance major, danced for years, choreographed. And that was a big part of my life. And then I was teaching at a Montessori school in Cincinnati, and one of the parents was a doctor, alternative doctor from South Africa. And he said, he went and saw my class and he said, Franny, you can see energy. I went, yeah, really? So evidently I'd been doing this all my life where I would be teaching and touching people and running energy on them and not know it. I could see things and sort of feel things. And I started training with Rose and Briere out of California. She's a fabulous, fabulous healer. It was his healer, and learned all about energy and worked with him for 12 years as an energy healer. And so the combination of energy through the feet and the hands was like, oh, well, of course I'll bring it up and into my hands and onto a body. So that, you know, it's the same kind of energy choreography where you're working in the body. If there's an illness, you just move the energy out or you balance the energy through your hands. So it's the same kind of experience, only it's much more intimate and real because you're right in their space. So I danced and did healing for many, many years and went on my own and had a near-death experience when I was 12. So that was really an interesting moment of spiritual advancement. And then, the Shiva method started at 2002. So.
We're going to get into your near-death experience, your UFO experience, but I want to go a little bit more through this beautiful work that you offer because it's really fascinating. One of the things you describe is something that is subtle, but it's powerful. And this is the accumulation that healers carry. Can you take us inside what that actually feels like inside the body?
Yes. When we are as healers, and you know this, that if we don't clear from each client, or when our life is like crazy and we're not aware of clearing things, it's almost layers accumulate, or they get inside the body and tighten. And so that's where the cue is. That's like, okay, something is going on. So what is it that I need to unload? And when you start unloading, you begin to see the layers sort of move away, and then you come back to yourself and say, okay, now I'm back. But how did I get to that point? I mean, what was it that drew me out of myself without any boundaries? So it's about boundaries. It's about knowing your own energy while you are healing. I'm going to say that again. Knowing your no own energy while you are healing. So that's a process of grounding. It's like a multitasking conversation that you're having with yourself. So you have the skill self, right? And then you have the internal self. And you're dealing with energy all the time. So how do we, it's like physics. We try to figure out how do we not move away from the client, but separate and observe ourselves at the same time. Is it?
Understand deeply what you're saying, and I'll give this example for people listening because they may find there's places if they're not a healer where this is happening.
Right.
So when I do my shamanic galactic healing, that does not happen for me. It's very blissful for me to do. However, because I do these events, big events, a lot of attendees, and
Yeah.
I am speaking. I am moderating, I'm introducing people, I'm handling panels, lots of things. I have been feeling very overwhelmed energetically. And at these events, people want a lot of things from you. I don't want anyone to feel bad while I say this, but I have
Yeah.
to say it, you know.
Yeah.
People have so many questions, and when you present it, and what does that mean for me, and what is that like for you, and I feel this about that, and it becomes, and by the way, I'm not alone in this because there is some exquisite presenters
Yeah.
that I spend time with, name people you might even be surprised at, who share the same exact thing. And there just comes a point where you're drained and you cannot, and you almost can't wait to get out of the building and just, oh, right? So that feels very akin to what you're talking about, Fran. And I'm
Yeah.
fascinated and I love that you're giving something really concrete and saying it's about boundaries. So,
Yeah.
how can we create that? Well, it's a very interesting conundrum of accessibility on the one hand, and I'm a being of love, so I'm always going to lead with my heart, and I'm
Right.
a connector, so I'm always going to lead with that. But at the same time, there must be a weaving about this separation. You know, this ability to have some kind of chasm between you of protection. Can you talk about that?
Yes, I do. I will talk about that, but I'm going to ask you a question because I think this happens more than we realize as sensitive people. So when you have that many people and your attention is divided and you have to be attentive to everything, you're also attentive to their energy. That's how fast it works. So let me ask a question, or let me, why don't you, if you go back and get a sense of someone's energy that bombarded you or came in, what happens is that we as healers pick up what they're not taking care of. This is subconscious. And I believe that because you're so fast, and we're so fast and we're picking up this very quick energy, it's like it's too much. It's like everybody's talking at once. Even though there's one person in front of you, they're all talking.
Want something too. I have
Yes.
to say that, and it's just a lot.
Yeah. And
Yes.
so when I mention a boundary, it's almost as if you let them speak because it's their want, not your want. That maybe you can't provide for them. Right? Do
Yes.
you understand what
I
I'm
mean, unless
saying?
I'm saying bathroom's down the hallway,
Right,
or it's
right,
in room
right.
number four, which is super simple, but the rest
Yeah.
of it is usually a bit more grand, and that's
Yeah.
correct. And it's not
Right.
anything I'm going to solve in that minute while I'm rushing to the next room and activity. So that's absolutely correct.
But
Or you want to
people.
tell their story, and
Right.
I get it, it's so beautiful. They've been so activated by what they heard, and they want to share, they want to connect. And there's a beauty to that. And I'm
Yeah.
not. And I do love that. And I love that about them. But yes, so much of it is very overwhelming.
Yeah. So, but I think also we are all changing so quickly, and some know how to navigate it and some don't. So, in those that don't know how, there's a desperation. There's this desperate need to get it, to understand, to be listened to be loved. And it's basically to be loved. Does that make sense?
Resonates. Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. So it's just because I watch myself and I watch, how I
When are you saying for us, me to be loved or that person speaking?
that person.
Got it. That's correct. Yep.
Yeah.
And plus I know energy and I could tell everything in 2 seconds,
I
what's
know.
going on and what somebody really wants and all this stuff. I want to start speaking Yiddish when I start speaking about things like this.
So the boundary might be for you to stay physically present and grounded as an observer. So when I say that energetically, even as an observer, you kind of come back to your body without taking on their stuff. So it's interesting, isn't it?
It is. And when you say that, Fran, so I'm putting myself there. I've just said that I already, like, boom, felt the difference in my body. And for some reason, it reminded me of this old, it's a philosophical, esoteric question, which is no questioner, no answerer. And it's like, yeah, just to listen and there's nothing I need to do, you know, like,
Yeah. Right.
to be.
Because we all want to help people, and we all, that's why we're here. It's just understanding what you can handle and the massiveness of that, and what's your restrictions or what is your boundary in order for you to stay safe and present.
It's very good. So grounded and present in my body.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to tell some of the other folks because I think that will really help. And so there are therapists who go through this, there are coaches who go through this, there are healers, and everybody, and those of us in front of people, and this is our mission, right? But we're also trained to give, but not to restore ourselves. So when somebody keeps energetically, psychologically continuing to help others without clearing our own field, what happens?
What happens is I think what happens is that our ego takes over because we're not present. And I think that our personality might come forward, meaning that, for instance, I'm a two in the Enneagram. And so oh yeah. Well, great. Perfect. Then you understand. So we give and we give and we give more and then we give more and then there's more and there's more. And then it's just like, oh my God. It's like I'm out of my body. I'm in everybody else's body. I'm not in. But and a two needs to receive. They need to receive because they've given so much. So there's this sort of battle of, okay, wait a minute. I'm not in my body. That means I need to understand what's happening with me. That means I need to go into my heart, lay on the floor, or visualize that. So you're running energy right into the heart, and you take a deep breath and you say, what do I need to do for me for this minute or this hour? All those that goes away because you come back in. And you say, I'm enough. And that's enough. So that you let them go and they will recede.
Wow. It sounds so simple what you're saying, but it is so powerful.
It's hard. It's hard to
I can't,
remember.
but important. Very
Very.
self-care is service. I was
Yes.
just teaching this last night. Self-care is service. Self-care is leadership. And so, I just went from speaking on a cruise to Greece and Turkey. I was also emceeing it. I had a week off, then to New Living Expo, then 2 days off. Then Neil Gore and I started a 9-week channeling course last night, 3 hours a week. And you know what he reminded me when we began? He and I have some similarities in our human design. And I'm a 2-4 generator. And he said, Debbie, you're a hermit. So yes, you're out there like your chart shows give like you're supposed to lead and speak, but you're also a hermit. And I was like, oh, so between him and you and like these reminders are very good. And most of us are very complicated. Not everybody is a complete extrovert, ta-da-da, totally out in the spotlight. I can go, endless energy. It is like your car has to be restored and turned off. Everything needs a restoration. It needs a zero point from which to come back out and create. Beautiful. So I want to go a little deeper into the moments for you, Fran, that forged your frequency, because you speak and I feel, right? And that's very beautiful. And the experiences that just didn't just shape Fran, but also the ones that rewired your reality. And you mentioned earlier, and I think it's very fascinating, you had a near-death experience and a UFO encounter in the same year. And those are two life-shifting events most people never have in a lifetime. Can you talk to us about that? What happened and what happened for you because of it?
So I was at a Christian Science camp in Michigan, and age 12, and we decided that we would take these rapids. And of course, their thinking and their philosophy is mind over matter, that anything could happen and we'll be all right. And it's very positive. It's wonderful, you know. So we're taking these rapids, and we come around a bend, and I see a canoe up like this, perpendicular in front of a log.
And of course, the water's like going really fast, and I yell back, said stop, and pulled it, holding onto the reed. So we portaged each.
There were like six canoes, and I was the last canoe. I was like taking the lead, 12 years old, right? Oh my God. Anyway, so my canoe starts sinking, and I thought it was kind of funny, or water was coming over. It just didn't compute, you know? So I went under the log, I guess, and my canoe and another canoe were holding my ankle. And I went under. And the next thing I knew, I was going through a tunnel and the light and going and seeing these beings at the end of the light and, you know, rows and rows of beings. And I was waving to them and they were waving to me. And, you know, I was like, oh, this is a lovely place. And then I heard this, you're not ready yet. You're not ready yet. And you're not ready yet. It's always in threes. So I felt this sort of jolt, sort of pulling back and back into my body. And, you know, I took a breath. And next thing I knew, I was just sitting in a canoe and I was tearful, and I really didn't know how to explain that, or I just knew something had shifted, had changed, and that there was another, a higher place of love. I knew that that existed. I knew that there was some sort of light, some sort of energy that I witnessed, and witnessing that was making my faith stronger. So, you know, nobody asked me how I'm doing. I went back, and then that year, same year, I had a UFO experience, and I was in bed. And Atwater always talks about this as being, I mean, I'm in her book, I think. I'm not sure. She's still, anyway. I saw this light in front of my house. So understand that when you have these experiences, you're not seeing it. You are telepathically witnessing it. And I mean, I may have seen it, but it's like I know I'm communicating with these beings through my telepathic channels. And next thing I knew, there's this light. They opened the door and then went flying, these little grays, and they went towards my parents' room. I said, no, you're not taking them, you're taking me. Went to my sister's, no, you're not taking her, you're taking me. My other sister, no, you're taking me. So with that, I think this was sort of a prior, maybe I had been in this world before. I don't know. I wasn't scared. I went through the front door, went up the steps into this sphere and laid on the table. And there was a tall gray and small grays. And they laid me down and took something out of my left ovary. They didn't go internally. They had an instrument that just, or they did it through their mind. I don't know. And so the next thing I knew, I was in my bedroom and I'm on the bed, but just my legs are on the bed. I'm out here, you know, like, well, I said, what am I doing? Why am I floating like that? So I was floating. Whether they took me back, I don't know. And I got back on the bed. So, of course, I didn't calculate that. I couldn't even calculate that until years later, really, what happened. And I finally shared that with my family. And mom and dad were kind of, okay, all righty. And my sister said, okay, well, that's interesting. And my other sister says, I remember the lights. She remembers the lights, but she couldn't move to help me because they had, you know, kept her there.
Replaced her.
Yeah. So, you know, from there, it was just like everything started. Dreams would come, things would happen. I went, okay, something's going on here, and I'm not quite sure, but things are happening. And so the next hello was I was moving into a home with my husband, and we wanted to renovate it. And we hired a painter to help us because we were doing it ourselves. And so I'm in the dining room and there's a cabinet, corner cabinet. And I open the door and I pull out a piece of paper about, that big, turn it over, and it's me.
So you're moving into a brand new home.
Yes.
You're renovating. There's a cabinet that someone else left there before you got there.
Yeah.
And while you're renovating, you open the door and find a piece of paper, and you're on the paper, a picture of you, a portrait.
A portrait, a picture of me. It's like an old-fashioned cabinet that couldn't come out. It was one of those. It's a like a picture of me when I was 12. It was the same year. And I couldn't find that picture anywhere. And there it was. I went, okay. Okay.
All righty. All righty. Isn't that
What's up? Oh my gosh.
wild?
Yes. Was
Yeah.
is there more to the story?
Well, it's just that's sort of the initiation. And then, at 19, they wanted to initiate me again, sort of bring me in. And then I said, I can't do this. And, just little things kept coming up. And then started doing the energy healing, and I said, okay, this is now making a lot of sense, a whole lot of sense. I've been a healer before. I don't know how I'm going to explain this to anybody. I did a lot of crying because I couldn't, I just couldn't share it. So, but I went into training with John Friedlander and Gloria Hampshire, into deep meditation, learning about my guides that I'd known before. Babaji is my main guide, Kuan Yin, Lahiri, Yukteswar, all the guys, all of the. And I would, in meditation, I would go to the circle. They would invite me. So these initiations kept coming. The white elephant, the white buffalo, the Indian. Through Rosalind. I mean, it's just like, okay, I think I got it.
My, what did you know, Fran, after the NDE and after the UFO experiences plus the photo that you could never unknow again?
Exactly. When I saw that photo, I went, okay. I'm not the same. I'm never going to be the same because these things keep coming up so strongly. And, I'm in. I mean, I resisted for a long time, but then I just said, I've got to do it. Things kept coming and I just had to go, had to do it. And then, 2002, Shiva was channeled to me, seeking harmony and energy, voice, and action. And I went, okay, this is another motivation for whatever it is I'm here to do. Then I got cancer, stage 4 after my father died, and started to heal myself
What
through
kind of
energy.
cancer, may I ask?
Cervical.
So stage 4 cervical cancer, and you take us into the inner terrain of that journey. What was that healing journey like, and what shifted for you that made you even believe that true healing was possible? Because that's a big deal. That's a big thing, big prognosis for a doctor to say to somebody.
Right. And, he said, well, you need to take everything out because you're going to die. But two male doctors. And he said, by the way, you could get a lift too. And I said, I beg your pardon. I mean, can you believe that? It's like, wow. And I said, you know what? I'm going to somebody else. I went to a female doctor. She says, you don't have to take everything out. You have to come every 3 months. For 5 years, we have to keep checking you. But she was wonderful. I said, this is what I do. This is what I'm going to be doing. She gave me one procedure. And every day or every other day, I would run energy on that area saying that's an interruption, that I'm whole, that I have no guilt or shame. This is important because when you have cancer, there's guilt and shame, which is an interesting emotional component that you're not perfect. And I said, you know, you're not perfect, but your body will respond to the energy that you run in that area. So the emotional component, the physicality of actually killing the cancer cells, was important. But also saying hello to death, I wasn't afraid of death. And I never told anybody that I did this because I couldn't. Then nobody would get it.
Probably so
So,
worried about you, worried out of their mind about how you were going to be and
well, I didn't give that message. They didn't even compute. I mean, I didn't even really say that it was, it's just people were so busy with their lives, and they were dealing with my dad's death and my mom's needs, and my sisters had three children, and I had three children, and you know, there wasn't time to.
so from the inception, when you learned you had stage four cancer, you have one procedure, you start running this energy, giving yourself the thoughts, the ideas about what's really happening and the love and the care. How long does it take you then till the doctor says you're fully healed? This doesn't even exist in you anymore.
So I went for 3 years, every 3 months, and then 2 years for 6 months, and I was fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
So
amazing.
anyway, it's fascinating, and I think the emotional component of why it appeared is that I was exhausted, emotionally spent, three kids, husband was in and out of town, and it was, of course, that's the first chakra, first and second chakra. That's the, you know, survival. And the body's saying, hello, you need to slow down.
What is
So,
got you to slow down?
well, and regroup and reset and look at what life means and what my father taught me and the love continues and all that processing of grieving and letting go was part of that.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to pause here for a moment and then we're going to come back with more with Fran, including an experience that she's going to give us. And if something inside of you is activating right now to hear her story about the grays, the tall and the small ones, or any of the species out there, being activated is great. Your next step is finding out. If you'll go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed, you can get your free video and Starseed Report, find out your galactic lineage. It's not just information, it's a galactic mirror of who you truly are. It's debbiedashinger.com/starseed. And April 23rd was the beginning of an unprecedented channeling course. 13 renowned channelers, and you can still join. 9 weeks of transformation and teachings through channeling, but also learning how to channel global activations. This channeling intensive with me, Debbie Dashinger, pardon me, and my dear friend Neil Garr from Portal to Ascension. This is your invitation to connect with the realms beyond. I'm really excited to be part of this. I'm excited to learn how to channel. I think it's really important. So if you'd like to join us, enrollment is still open. Don't delay. You want to get in, you can watch the replay of yesterday, and you can register at thechannelingcourse.com. Everything will be in the show note description. And if you're feeling this conversation, don't just watch it, interact with it. You can comment, you can subscribe, you can like. Hype this video because it helps Fran and I reach the souls who are ready for this message. Okay, well, let's bring Fran back. And Fran, I'm going to invite you right here, right now, to guide us through some kind of Shiva experience or whatever you're called to gift us with, just a few minutes to help our listeners feel what it's like. All the REs, right? Reset, release, return to ourselves in real time. Not to mention that not just in life, but also when there's a retrograde, another RE, people always think, oh, it's about computers and contracts, but it's about so much more in any of the retrogrades. You want to go into the RE time. It's also a time to pull back and reset and release and return. So let's give them some transformation. What do you think?
Sure, why not?
Beautiful.
Yeah, okay. So, I hope you're not driving. Please don't be driving because this would not be good. So go ahead and just where you're sitting, just observe your body. This is all about observing. And just scan your body from head to toe and see if you can really feel some of the what's lighting up for you. Good. So feel your feet, sit bones, and the alignment of your spine and your chakras aligning. And we're gonna create a grounding cord from the center of the earth. That blue crystal new earth energy coming up into your first chakra at the base of the spine. Create a sphere 3 inches in diameter. Let it come into your first chakra at the base of the spine. And male or female ground includes your reproductive organs. Even if you don't have them, the energy is still there. And let that come in and up into your second chakra, to the belly button. And then run it back to the lower back, sacrum, down the tailbone, down the back of the legs to the heels. So you have that sciatic nerve included. I'm going to add two little strings from the kidneys behind, below the lungs behind you. And I want you to connect that energy to your sacrum. It's going to really pull that. That's it. Good. And bring in the earth energy through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, and thighs. So you're connecting that whole anchoring in that whole earth energy. And from well above your crown, about 12 inches, bring in gold cosmic energy. Let it come into the top of your head, back of your head, neck, upper back, into the middle of the back, and into the open third chakra. So that's diaphragm to belly button. You want to open that up, bring it into the third chakra, bring it in now into the heart chakra. At the chest, include your arms and hands, your neck, and your sixth and seventh chakras. So we're now having these two energies combining. So we're going to do a little clearing with that help, with their help. So focus now on the first chakra at the base of the spine. And as you focus on the first chakra, I want you to flush the right leg and the left leg of any energies that are not yours. Let's do it again. Your right leg and your left leg. Good. And send that energy down to the center of the earth where Mother Earth will rejuvenate and recycle for you. Coming into your first chakra at the base of the spine. I want you to focus on the very center as you're looking down. This is a 360, of course. And I want you to imagine that you've got water helping you comb out the health rays all the way around the chakra. So it's just like a little health ray. Just comb out anything that's not yours, any contracts, karma, cords that you're ready to release. If there's knots, just gently pull. Don't do it hard. Good. Send that energy down the center of the earth. This is a simple clearing, no right or wrong. Move now into the second chakra, looking down at the center of that chakra. Your first is your survival, the second is your creativity. So you want to clear any resistance to the higher creative self. Move into the center and create some health rays all the way around, 360, and start combing out with a little help with water, clearing contracts, karma, energies that are not yours. And move that energy down to the center of the earth. So we're getting in that alignment, each chakra aligned. Say hello to the third chakra at the belly button. Take a deep breath and move into the third chakra, belly button to diaphragm. This is the ego, so we're looking for the authentic self. And also in this time period, we are looking at our identity and how it is changing, which is apropos for this time period, which is okay. So we want to allow those changes to happen and that identity to expand. As you look into the center of that chakra, create those health rays 360 all the way around and start combing that out, releasing any karma, contracts, energies that are not yours. Take a deep breath and allow that energy to go down to the center of the earth. Notice the frequencies get higher as we move up to the fourth chakra at the heart. This is about love, self-love, identifying that new frequency of love in yourself. Take a deep breath, look at that chakra right in the center, create some health rays all the way around, having the water assist you as you comb out the health rays, resisting, releasing any contracts, karma, cords that you're ready to release, and move those energies past the edge of your aura down to the center of the earth. Taking a deep breath, especially in the back where the lungs are. And moving up higher to the fifth chakra at the throat. This is about communication, saying hello to the authentic self through the voice, speaking the truth. Looking down on that fifth chakra, create some health rays all the way around. Releasing karma, contracts, energies that are not yours. Gently comb out those health rays. Take a deep breath and move those energies down to the center of the earth. Saying hello to the telepathic channels in the ear canals and sinuses, moving up now into the sixth chakra. Saying hello to the pituitary, pineal, and occipital. Occipital is the ancestry, so we want to clear any karma or contracts, energies that are not serving you in this current time. Create health rays from the pineal gland, releasing cords, contracts, karma that your body and aura are ready to release. Gently comb out those rays and send it down to the center of the earth. Take a deep breath. Now moving up into the seventh or crown. The crown is above your head, looking down on that crown. Find the center. And I want you to imagine their health rays, but you're just going to blow like a fan through those, all those layers, all those petals in the seventh chakra, releasing any cobwebs, any resistance to the higher self, source, God. And let those energies move down to the center of the earth. From well above the crown, 12 inches above or higher, I want you to bring in gold cosmic energy. We're just going to run some energy, releasing any excess from the top of the head, center of the head, throat, chest, stomach, second chakra at the sacrum, and first chakra at the base of the spine, allowing that energy to go down the grounding cord where Mother Earth will rejuvenate, recycle for you. Release the grounding cord. Create a space for a new earth energy, this new frequency, blue crystal energy with all the Nature, animals coming in to the grounding cord and bring it up to your first chakra at the base of the spine. Male or female ground, bring it up to the second, down the lower back, sacrum, include the sciatic nerve all the way down to the feet. Run a little string from the kidneys to the sacrum. Nice. Bring in fresh, new earth energy into your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, into your first chakra and second chakra. Feeling safe, grounded, bringing in that higher creativity, which is why we're here. And from well above the crown, bring in fresh new gold cosmic energy from the above the crown. Bring it into the crown, back of the head, neck, upper back, middle back, into the open third chakra. Saying hello to this new identity, this new frequency, balancing your nervous system, your organs, your blood flow, your muscles, your tendons. The flow of the spinal fluid, bring it into the fourth chakra at the heart, and let it move into your arms and hands. Fifth chakra at the throat, telepathic channels, sixth chakra at the center of the head, and of course the seventh. Feeling the alignment of all the chakras, feeling the vitality of the body and aura. Humming with this new energy present to you. In love. Take a deep breath, and when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Really didn't want to come back. My gosh, that was so nice. Wow.
Are you dizzy? You're not dizzy. Are you dizzy?
I'm not
No.
dizzy. I'm happy. I'm really
Good.
happy. I feel really good,
Yeah.
very peaceful. And there's something, I think a lot of people could take you through a meditation, but there's something about your vibration, your frequency, Fran, makes you a powerful healer. Like somehow I just feel that you're tapped in as you're guiding this. And all of this was happening, all the flushing and the releasing, and then the bringing back in, and it's very beautiful. But I also feel a frequency from you at the same time while that's happening, which makes it just a beautiful,
Thank
complete
you.
experience. I
Thank
hope
you.
everybody listening will gift themselves with that, and then of course come back and listen again because you can, whether it's audio or video. But that is worth
Yeah,
doing.
so I just want to remind you, I hold it open, but that energy, that is your frequency. That's why it's palpable. It's just, I'm saying hello to you, all of you. And that's where the beauty is. And that's where it becomes invigorating for me because I'm looking through the window, I'm looking at you and but we're all one. So then it becomes bigger and that's the beauty.
It is beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that reminder.
Yeah.
Walk us through a Shiva session. What is happening in real time to someone's body, to their emotions, and to their energy system?
It depends on what they need. You mean impersonal or which?
Well, like I know that you're launching some
Yes.
programs here. And so,
Yes.
what is that like for people?
Okay, so if you go to my homepage, franbaileyhealer.com, at the bottom there's a sign up for, Healer's Reset. And the reason I did it, I did a mini course about a year ago, and filmed it, and it's just an overview of what the method is and what to watch out for and how to observe and how to really hone in on your own energy. So it just kind of explains what the method is. And then on the 29th of April, I'm giving a free live session, hour and a half. And we're going to talk about boundaries. We're going to talk about what healers need. We're going to do quite a few meditations. I'll do some healings on, with individuals. And just asking people, what are they experiencing, and just allowing them to observe what's happening inside them when they are off balance or overwhelmed, or whether they just need connection with their guides or a reboot to get back to themselves.
And how does chakras and the Enneagram intersect in your work? What does personality have to do with energy flow?
Everything. When we go into those special places of our ego, where we kind of go out of our body or whatever that is, that pull, that pattern, it's fascinating to understand, like a head type. I'll never ask them how they feel. I will ask them how they think they feel. Because there's no threat.
That's so interesting.
And a heart type is like, okay, well, where are you hurting? When, how can we mend your heart? How can we mend? The body type, okay, so where is that? What are you, because the body types tend to push anger down, and they have these massive energies, but they tend to push them down. And so what's that vulnerability? Being vulnerable is okay. So energetically, if a six is sitting in front of me and I'll ask him a few questions, I can see the energies in up in his head. He's not in his body, or she, So my thing is, okay, so how about if we widen this experience where we include the body as well? So there is no fear of feeling. There is an experience of letting go of judgment or questions, because they question everything. You know that Bob Newhart's Stop It. You
No,
know
what
that
is
was a
that?
very funny sketch. He's a psychologist. So for a six, I said, stop it. Stop the questions. My God. Anyway. And it just depends on what their needs are. And if I think that if they're running in their ego, or the side of the personality that it's pulling them away from what they really want, then we'll just kind of gently pull them towards their heart desire, but also their soul desire.
This sounds really integrating
Yeah, it's integrating.
for folks, because everybody's got a something something.
Oh, yeah.
And to bring us back, we are in this 3D human experience, even though we're so much more. And for wherever somebody is operating, then to reconnect them with the other parts that are really going to make them whole and function much better and with much more peace and ease, much more reconnection.
Yeah.
I really can get what you're saying. So what's next for you then, Fran? What are you, talk about your launch, talk about your offer, and what else? How can people work with you?
Well, as I said, the offer is on April 29th, and
And I want to give that out. It's FranBaileyHealer.com. That'll also be in the show notes, but FranBaileyHealer.com.
And it's even if you sign up, you'll still get the recording. It's not going to be as strong. I mean, it will be strong, but it won't be as strong as live. So I think the best thing for me to say, if someone's interested and there's a little doubt in that the little person's, there's doubt, trust your gut, trust your heart. You want to go? Go. Just do it. Just have the experience, because every experience is sacred. You might learn just something that might just click. You know, I just think that sometimes it's just one little thing that can make it all the difference. So there's that. And then you can, after that, I have a level one that I've finished, that if you want to continue with a whole series, and I'm continuing this, I'm trying to get it accredited, and level two, three, and four. So, there's a lot of work ahead of me there, but if you want to see me on in person, I usually do like a three session thing. If we really have a traumatic thing going on, I will do like three sessions and we'll get through it. And it's very, very impactful. And it really helps a lot of, I've helped a lot of people. And then we just do, you know, $77 tune-ups. So tune-ups really help, like every 3 or 4 months, just to get you back in track. There's all sorts of meditations for sale. There's like 10 different, like karma cleanse, divine femininity, all kinds of meditations. I just did one, restore and reset. That's a good one. And I just did a, what was it? Oh, I can't remember right now. There's so
It's
many.
great. It's on your website. I mean, it's a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
And the one program you're talking about is launching on April 29th, correct? Yes. And I want to just address what you said. It is so correct. It is the key to life. I'm not kidding. Forget about it. Like, if your body, your something soul sings and says, yes, yum, I'm interested, for everything that wants to know how am I going to do this? How am I going to afford it? How am I going to incorporate it? Am I even going to be good enough? I know this. I know this. I taught myself a long time ago, all the hows, mwah, love you. Thank you for trying to protect me, but you're actually getting in my way. And something that is a big opportunity has just landed here. And I know when my body sings, it's a yes. And every time I've just said yes, I push the house aside. My God, it's a life changer. Literally, it changes my life. And I never again think about the money, the time, the all the, again, I want to speak Yiddish, all the mishigas that takes place, because it is the right next step. So I love that you said that, because that's actually a big learning pivot. Also, when you hear Fran talk about her programs and you go, ooh, like that even felt so good, just that little meditation, what else is possible? Find out what else is possible.
Great. Thank you.
Find out. Yeah. And I just want to say, it is, as always, so joyful, so beautiful to connect with you, Fran. And I honor the work you do and the people you help. Right person, right time.
Yeah.
And how cool all these markers in your path that you've had
Yeah.
that have rearranged and changed your life in order for you to fully come into who you are and be the healer once again in this life.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So good to see you.
So again, folks, you can go to Fran Bailey Healer. com. And I end today's show with this reminder: true healing isn't something you chase, it is something you return to. And when the body, the mind, the energy all align, that's when what once felt very heavy simply falls away, revealing who you were before you ever carried it. Next week on the podcast, I'm featuring the renowned animal communicator, Joan Ranquette. I'm really looking forward to speaking with Joan, who's a TEDx speaker and a best-selling author. Joan's going to be talking about understanding your animals, plus their problems and their needs. So join us. This has been Dare to Dream. And if this episode moved you, share it with somebody who's waking up too, because the right message at the right time can change everything.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashner, your number one transformation conversation.